O flame, withdraw into thy luminous self, or else return to thy original might on a seer summit above thought and world. Partner of my unhoured eternity, be one with the infinity of my power. For thou art the world mother and the bride. Out of the fruitless yearning of earth's life, out of her feeble, unconvincing dream, recovering wings that cross infinity, pass back into the power from which thou camest. To that thou canst uplift thy formless flight, thy heart can rise from its unsatisfied beats and feel the immortal and spiritual joy of a soul that never lost felicity. Lift up the fallen heart of love which flutters, cast down desire's abyss into the gulfs. Forever rescued out of nature's shapes, discover what the aimless cycles want, there intertwined with all thy life has meant, here vainly sought in a terrestrial form. Break into eternity thy mortal mold, melt lightning into thy invisible flame. Clasp ocean deep into thyself, thy wave, happy forever in the embosoming surge. Grow one with the still passion of the depths, then shalt thou know the lover and the loved, leaving the limits dividing him and thee. Receive him into boundless Savitri. Lose thyself into infinite Satyavan. O miracle, where thou beganest, there cease. But Savitri answered to the radiant God, in vain thou temptest with solitary bliss two spirits saved out of a suffering world. My soul and his indissolubly linked in the one task for which our lives were born, to raise the world to God in deathless light, to bring God down to the world on earth, we came to change the earthly life to life divine. I keep my will to save the world and man. Even the charm of thy alluring voice, O blissful Godhead, cannot seize and snare. I sacrifice not earth to happier worlds, because there dwelt the Eternal's vast idea and his dynamic will in men and things. So only could the enormous scene begin. Whence came this profitless wilderness of stars, this mighty barren wheeling of the suns? Who made the soul of futile life in time, planted a purpose and a hope in the heart, set nature to a huge and meaningless task, or planned her million aeon efforts waste? What force condemned to birth and death and tears these conscious creatures crawling on the globe? If earth can look up to the light of heaven, and hear an answer to her lonely cry. Not rain their meeting, nor heaven's touch a snare. If thou and I are true, the world is true. Although thou hide thyself behind thy works, to be is not a senseless paradox. Since God has made earth, earth must make in her God. What hides within her breast, she must reveal. I claim thee for the world that thou hast made. If man lives bound by his humanity, if he is tied forever to his pain, let a greater being then arise from man, the superhuman with the eternal mate and the immortal shine through earthly forms. Else were creation vain and this great world a nothing that in time's moment seems to be. But I have seen through the insentient mask, I have felt a secret spirit stir in things carrying the body of the growing God. It looks through veiling forms at veilless truth. It pushes back the curtain of the gods. It climbs towards its own eternity. But the God answered to the woman's heart, O living power of the incarnate word, all that the spirit has dreamed, thou canst create. Thou art the force by which I made the world. Thou art my vision and my will and voice. But knowledge too is thine, the word plan thou knowest, and the tardy process of the pace of time. In the impetuous drive of thy heart of flame, in thy passion to deliver man and earth, indignant at the impediments of time and the slow evolution sluggard steps, lead not the spirit in an ignorant world to dare too soon the adventure of the light, pushing the bound and slumbering God in man, awakened mid the ineffable silences into endless vistas of the unknown and unseen. Across the last confines of the limiting mind and the superconscious perilous borderline into the danger of the infinite. But if thou wilt not wait for time and God, do then thy work and force thy will on fate. As I have taken from thee my load of night, and taken from thee my twilight's doubts and dreams, so now I take my light of utter day. These are my symbol kingdoms, but not here can the great choice be made that fixes fate or uttered the sanction of the voice supreme. Arise upon a ladder of greater worlds to the infinity where no world can be, but not in the wide air where a greater life uplifts its mystery and its miracle, and not on the luminous peaks of summit mind, or in the hold where subtle matter spirit hides in its light of shimmering secrecies, can there be heard the Eternal's firm command that joins the head of destiny to its base. These only are the mediating links. Not theirs is the originating site, nor the fulfilling act or last support that bears perpetually the cosmic pile. Two are the powers that hold the ends of time. Spirit foresees. Matter unfolds its thought. The dumb executor of God's decrees, omitting no iota and no dot, agent unquestioning, inconscient, stark, evolving inevitably a charged content, intention of his force in time and space, inanimate beings and inanimate things. Immutably it fulfills its ordered task. It cancels not a tittle of things done. Unswerving from the oracular command, it alters not the steps of the unseen. If thou must indeed deliver man on earth on the spiritual heights, look down on life. Discover the truth of God and man and world, then do thy work, knowing and seeing all. Ascend, O soul, into thy timeless self. Choose destiny's curve and stamp thy will on time. He ended upon the failing sound. A power went forth that shook the founder's spheres and loosed the stakes that hold the tents of form. Absolved from vision's grip and the folds of thought, wrapped from her sense like disappearing scenes in the stupendous theater of space, the heaven worlds vanished in spiritual light. A movement was abroad, a cry, a word, beginningless in its vast discovery, momentless in its unthinkable return. Coiled in calm seas, she heard the eternal thought rhythming itself abroad unutterably in spaceless orbits and on timeless roads. In an ineffable world she lived, fulfilled. An energy of the triune infinite, in a measureless reality she dwelt, a rapture and a being and a force, a linked and myriad motion plenitude, a virgin unity, a luminous spouse, housing a multitudinous embrace, to marry all in God's immense delight, bearing the eternity of every spirit, bearing the burden of universal love, a wonderful mother of unnumbered souls. All things she knew, all things imagined or willed. Her ear was open to ideal sound. Shape the convention bound no more her sight. A thousand doors of oneness was her heart. A crypt and sanctuary of brooding light appeared, the last recess of things beyond. Then in its rounds the enormous fiat paused. Silence gave back to the unknowable all it had given. Still was her listening thought. The form of things had ceased within her soul. Invisible, that perfect Godhead now. Around her some tremendous spirit lived, mysterious flame around a melting pearl, and in the phantom of abolished space, There was a voice unheard by ears that cried, "True spirit by supreme choice not given again. For now from my highest being looks on thee the nameless, formless peace where all things rest. In a happy, vast, sublime cessation know, an immense extinction in eternity, a point that disappears in the infinite, felicity of the extinguished flame, last sinking of a wave in a boundless sea, end of the trouble of thy wandering thoughts, close of the journeying of thy pilgrim soul. Accept, O music, weariness of thy notes, O stream, wide breaking of thy channel banks." The moments fell into eternity, but someone yearned within a bosom unknown, and silently the woman's heart replied, "Thy peace, O Lord, a boon within to keep amid the roar and ruin of wild time for the magnificent soul of man on earth. Thy calm, O Lord, that bears thy hands of joy. Limitless like ocean round a lonely isle," a second time the eternal cry arose. "Wide open are the ineffable gates in front. My spirit leans down to break the knot of earth. Amorous of oneness, without thought or sign, to cast down wall and fence, to strip heaven bare, see with the large eye of infinity, unweave the stars, and into silence pass. In an immense and world-destroying pause, she heard a million creatures cry to her. Through the tremendous stillness of her thoughts, immeasurably the woman's nature spoke. Thy oneness, Lord, in many approaching hearts, my sweet infinity of thy numberless soul. Mightily retreating like a sea in ebb, a third time swelled the great admonishing call. I spread abroad the refuge of my wings. Out of its incommunicable deeps, my power looks forth of mightiest splendor, stilled into its majesty of sleep, withdrawn above the dreadful whirlings of the world." A sob of things was answer to the voice, and passionately the woman's heart replied, "Thy energy, Lord, to seize on woman and man, to take all things and creatures in their grief, and gather them into a mother's arms." Solemn and distant, like a seraph's lyre, a last great time the warning sound was heard. I opened the wide eye of solitude to uncover the voiceless rapture of my bliss, where in a pure and exquisite hush it lies, motionless in its slumber of ecstasy, resting from the sweet madness of the dance, out of whose beat the throb of hearts was born. Breaking the silence with appeal and cry, a hymn of adoration, tireless climb, a music beat of wind uniting souls, and all the woman yearningly replied, thy embrace which rends the living knot of pain, thy joy, O Lord, in which all creatures breathe, thy magic flowing waters of deep love, thy sweetness give to me for earth and men. Then after silence, a still blissful cry began, such as arose from the infinite, when the first whisperings of a strange delight imagined in its deep the joy to seek, the passion to discover and to touch, the enamored laugh that rhymed the chanting words. O beautiful body of the incarnate word, thy thoughts are mine. I have spoken with thy voice. My will is thine. What thou hast chosen, I choose. All thou hast asked, I give to earth and men. All shall be written out in destiny's book by my trustee of thought and plan and act, the executor of my will, eternal time. But since thou hast refused my maimless calm and turned from my termless peace, in which is expunged the visage of space and the shape of time is lost, and from happy extinction of thy separate self in my uncompanioned lone eternity. For not for thee, the nameless, worldless naught, annihilation of thy living soul, and the end of thought and hope and life and love in the blank, measureless, unknowable, I lay my hands upon thy soul of flame. I lay my hands upon thy heart of love. I yoke thee to my power of work in time. Because thou hast obeyed my timeless will, because thou hast chosen to share earth's struggle and fate, and leaned in pity over earth-bound men, and turned aside to help, and yearned to save, I bind by thy heart's passion thy heart to mine, and lay my splendid yoke upon thy soul. Now will I do in thee my marvelous works. I will fasten thy nature with my cords of strength, subdue to my delight thy spirit's limbs, and make thee a vivid knot of all my bliss, and build in thee my proud and crystal home. Thy days shall be my shafts of power and light, thy nights, my starry mysteries of joy, and all my clouds lie tangled in thy hair, and all my springtides marry in thy mouth. O sun word, thou shalt raise the earth's soul to light, and bring down God into the lives of men. Earth shall be my work chamber, and my house, my garden of life, to plant a seed divine. When all thy work in human time is done, the mind of earth shall be a home of light, the life of earth a tree growing towards heaven, the body of earth a tabernacle of God. Awaken from the mortal's ignorance, men shall be lit with the eternal's ray, and the glory of my sun lift in their thoughts, and feel in their hearts the sweetness of my love, and in their acts my power's miraculous drive. My will shall be the meaning of their days, living for me, by me, in me they shall live. In the heart of my creation's mystery, I will enact the drama of thy soul, inscribe the long romance of thee and me. I will pursue thee across the centuries. Thou shalt be hunted through the world by love, naked of ignorance protecting veil, and without covered from my radiant gods, no shape shall screen thee from my divine desire. Nowhere shalt thou escape my living eyes. In the nudity of thy discovered self, in a bare identity with all that is, disrobe of thy covering of humanity, divested of the dense veil of human thought, made one with every mind and body and heart, made one with all nature and with self and God, summing in thy single soul my mystic world, I will possess in thee my universe, the universe find all I am in thee. Thou shalt bear all things that all things may change. Thou shalt fill all with my splendor and my bliss. Thou shalt meet all with thy transmuting soul. Assailed by my infinitudes above, and quivering in immensities below, pursued by me through my mind's wall-less vast, oceanic with the surges of my life, a swimmer lost between two leaping seas, by my outer pains and inner sweetnesses, finding my joy in my opposite mysteries, thou shalt respond to me from every nerve. A vision shall compel thy coursing breath. Thy heart shall drive thee on the wheel of works. Thy mind shall urge thee through the flames of thought to meet me in the abyss and on the heights, to feel me in the tempest and the calm, to love me in the noble and the vile, in beautiful things and terrible desire. The pains of hell shall be to thee my kiss, the flowers of heaven persuade thee with my touch. My fiercest masks shall my attractions bring. Music shall find thee in the voice of songs. beauty pursue thee through the core of flame. Thou shalt know me in the rolling of the spheres and crush me in the atoms of the world. The wheeling forces of my universe shall cry to thee the summons of my name. Delight shall drop down from my nectarous moon. My fragrance sees thee in the jasmine snare. My eye shall look upon thee from the sun. Mirror of nature's secret spirit made, thou shalt reflect my hidden heart of joy. Thou shalt drink down my sweetness unalloyed in my pure lotus cup of starry brim. My dreadful hands laid on thy bosom shall force thy being, bathed in fiercest longing streams. Thou shalt discover the one and quivering note and cry the harp of all my melodies and roll my foaming wave in seas of love. Even my disastrous clutch shall be to thee the ordeal of my rapture's contrary shape. In pain self shall smile on thee my secret face. Thou shalt bear my ruthless beauty unabridged amid the world's intolerable wrongs, trampled by the violent misdeeds of time, cry out to the ecstasy of my rapture's touch. All beings shall be to thy life my emissaries. Drawn to me on the bosom of thy friend, compelled to meet me in thy enemy's eyes, my creatures shall demand me from thy heart. Thou shalt not shrink from any brother soul. Thou shalt be attracted helplessly to all. Men seeing thee shall feel my hands of joy, in sorrow's pangs feel steps of the world's delight, their life experience its tumultuous shock in the mutual craving of two opposites. Hearts touched by thy love shall answer to my call. Discover the ancient music of the spheres in the revealing accents of thy voice and nearer draw to me because thou art. Enamored of thy spirit's loveliness, they shall embrace my body in thy soul. Here in thy life, the beauty of my laugh, know the thrill bliss with which I made the world. All that thou hast shall be for others' bliss. All that thou art shall to my hands belong. I will pour delight from thee as from a jar. I will whirl thee as my chariot through the waves. I will use thee as my sword, and as my lyre I will play on thee my minstrelsies of thought. And when thou art vibrant with all ecstasy, and when thou livest one spirit with all things, then will I spare thee not my living fires, but make thee a channel for my timeless force. My hidden presence led thee unknowing on from thy beginning in earth's voiceless bosom, through life and pain and time and will and death, through outer shocks and inner silences, along the mystic roads of space and time, to the experience which all nature hides. Who hunts and seizes me, my captive grows. This shalt thou henceforth learn from thy heart beats. Forever love, O beautiful slave of God. O lasso of my rapture's widening news, become my cord of universal love. The spirit ensnared by thee, forced to delight of creation's oneness, sweet and fathomless, compelled to embrace my myriad unities and all my endless forms and divine souls. O mind, grow full of the eternal's peace. O world, cry out the immortal litany. Built is the golden tower, the flame child born. Descend to life with him thy heart desires. O Satyavan, O luminous Savitri, I sent you forth of old beneath the stars, a dual power of God in an ignorant world, in a hedged creation, shut from limitless self, bringing down God to the insentient globe, lifting earth beings to immortality. In the world of my knowledge and my ignorance, where God is unseen and only is heard a name, and knowledge is trapped in the boundaries of mind, and life is hauled in the dragnet of desire, and matter hides the soul from its own sight, you are my force at work to uplift earth's fate. Myself that moves up the immense incline between the extremes of the spirit's night and day. He is my soul that climbs from nascent night through life and mind and supernature's vast to the supernal light of timelessness and my eternity hid in moving time, and my boundlessness cut by the curve of space. It climbs to the greatness it has left behind and to the beauty and joy from which it fell, to the closeness and sweetness of all things divine, to light without bounds and life illimitable. Taste of the depths of the ineffable's bliss, touch of the immortal and the infinite. He is my soul that gropes out of the beast to reach humanity's heights of lucent thought and the vicinity of truth sublime. He is the Godhead growing in human lives and in the body of earth beings' forms. He is the soul of man climbing to God in nature's surge out of earth's ignorance. O Savitri, thou art my spirit's power, the revealing voice of my immortal word, the face of truth upon the roads of time pointing to the souls of men, the roots to God. While the dim light from the veil spirits speak, falls upon matters stark in conscious sleep, as if a pale moonbeam on a dense glade, and mind in a half-light moves amid half-truths, and the human heart knows only human love, and life is a stumbling and imperfect force, and the body counts out its precarious days. You shall be born into man's dubious hours, in forms that hide the soul's divinity and show through veils of the earth's doubting air my glory breaking as through clouds a sun, or burning like a rare and inward fire, and with my nameless influence fill men's lives. Yet shall they look up as to peaks of God, and feel God like a circumambient air, and rest on God as on a motionless base. Yet shall there glow on mind like a horned moon the spirit's crescent splendor in pale skies, and light man's life upon his Godward road. But more there is concealed in God's beyond that shall one day reveal its hidden face. Now mind is all, and its uncertain ray. Mind is the leader of the body and life. Mind, the thought-driven chariot of the soul, carrying the luminous wanderer in the night to vistas of a far, uncertain dawn, to the end of the spirit's fathomless desire, to its dream of absolute truth and utter bliss. There are greater destinies mind cannot surmise, fixed on the summit of the evolving path the traveller now treads in the ignorance, unaware of his next step, not knowing his goal. Mind is not all his tireless climb can reach. There is a fire on the apex of the worlds. There is a house of the eternal's light. There is an infinite truth and absolute power. The spirit's mightiness shall cast off its mask. Its greatness shall be felt, shaping the world's course. It shall be seen in its own veilless beams, a star rising from the inconscient night, a sun climbing to supernature's peak, abandoning the dubious middle way. A few shall glimpse the miraculous origin, and some shall feel in you the secret force, and they shall turn to meet a nameless tread, adventurers into a mightier day. Ascending out of the limiting breaths of mind, they shall discover the world's huge design and step into the truth, the right, the vast. You shall reveal to them the hidden eternities, the breadth of infinitudes not yet revealed, some rapture of the bliss that made the world, some rush of the force of God's omnipotence, some beam of the omniscient mystery. But when the hour of the divine draws near, the mighty mother shall take birth in time, and God be born into the human clay in forms made ready by your human lives. Then shall the truth supreme be given to men. There is a being beyond the being of mind, an immeasurable, cast into many forms, a miracle of the multitudinous one. There is a consciousness mind cannot touch, its speech cannot utter, nor its thought reveal. It has no home on earth, no center in man, yet is the source of all things thought and done, the fount of the creation and its works. It is the origin of all truth here, the sun orb of mind's fragmentary rays. Infinity is heaven that spills the rain of God, the immense that calls to man to expand the spirit, the wide aim that justifies his narrow attempts, a channel for the little he tastes of bliss. Some shall be made the glory's receptacles and vehicles of the eternal's luminous power. These are the high forerunners, the heads of time, the great deliverers of earth-bound mind, the high transfigurers of human clay, the firstborn of a new supernal race. The incarnate dual power shall open God's door. Eternal supermind touch earthly time. The superman shall wake in mortal man and manifest the hidden demigod, or grow into the God light and God force, revealing the secret deity in the cave. Then shall the earth be touched by the Supreme. His bright unveiled transcendence shall illumine the mind and heart and force the life and act to interpret his inexpressible mystery in a heavenly alphabet of divinity signs. His living cosmic spirit shall enring, annulling the decree of death and pain, erasing the formulas of the ignorance with the deep meaning of beauty and life's hid sense, the being ready for immortality. His regard, crossing infinity's mystic waves, bring back to nature her early joy to live, the metered heartbeats of a lost delight, the cry of a forgotten ecstasy, the dance of the first world-creating bliss. The immanent shall be the witness God, watching on his many-petaled lotus throne, his actionless being and his silent might, ruling earth nature by eternity's law, a thinker waking the inconscient world, an immobile center of many infinitudes in his thousand-pillared temple by time sea. Then shall the embodied being live as one who is a thought, a will of the divine, a mask or robe of his divinity, an instrument and partner of his force, a point or line drawn in the infinite, a manifest of the imperishable. The supermind shall be his nature's fount. The eternal truth shall mold his thoughts and acts. The eternal truth shall be his light and guide. All then shall change, a magic order come, overtopping this mechanical universe. A mightier race shall inhabit the mortal's world. On nature's luminous tops, on the spirit's ground, the Superman shall reign as king of life, make earth almost the mate and peer of heaven, and lead towards God and truth man's ignorant heart, and lift towards Godhead his mortality. A power released from circumscribing bounds, its height pushed up beyond death's hungry reach. Life's tops shall flame with the immortal's thoughts. Light shall invade the darkness of its base. Then in the process of evolving time, all shall be drawn into a single plan. A divine harmony shall be earth's law. Beauty and joy remold her way to live. Even the body shall remember God. Nature shall draw back from mortality, and spirit's fires shall guide the earth's blind force. Knowledge shall bring into the aspirant thought a high proximity to truth and God. The supermind shall claim the world for light and thrill with love of God, the enamored heart, and place light's crown on nature's lifted head, and found light's reign on her unshaking base. A greater truth than earth's shall roof in earth and shed its sunlight on the roads of mind. A power infallible shall lead the thought, a seeing puissance govern life and act, in earthly hearts kindle the immortal's fire. A soul shall wake in the inconscient's house, the mind shall be God-vision's tabernacle, the body intuition's instrument, and life a channel for God's visible power. All earth shall be the spirit's manifest home, hidden no more by the body and the life, hidden no more by the mind's ignorance. An unerring hand shall shape event and act. The spirit's eyes shall look through nature's eyes. The spirit's force shall occupy nature's force. This world shall be God's visible garden house. The earth shall be a field and camp of God. Man shall forget consent to mortality and his embodied frail impermanence. This universe shall unseal its occult sense. Creation's process change its antique front. An ignorant evolution's hierarchy release the wisdom chain below its base. The spirit shall be the master of his world, lurking no more in form's obscurity, and nature shall reverse her action's rule. The outward world disclosed the truth it veils. All things shall manifest the covered God. All shall reveal the Spirit's light and might and move to its destiny of felicity. Even should a hostile force cling to its reign and claim its rights' perpetual sovereignty, and man refuse his high spiritual faith, yet shall the secret truth in things prevail. For in the march of all fulfilling time, the hour must come of the transcendence will. All turns and winds towards his predestined ends in nature's fixed inevitable course, decreed since the beginning of the worlds in the deep essence of created things. Even there shall come, as a high crown of all, the end of death, the death of ignorance. But first, high truth must set her feet on earth, and man aspire to the eternal's light, and all his members feel the Spirit's touch, and all his life obey an inner force. This too shall be, for a new life shall come, a body of the superconscious truth, a native field of supernature's mights. It shall make earth's nascent ground truth's colony, make even the ignorance a transparent robe through which shall shine the brilliant limbs of truth, and truth shall be a sun on nature's head, and truth shall be the guide of nature's steps, and truth shall gaze out of her nether deeps. When Superman is born as nature's king, his presence shall transfigure matter's world. He shall light up truth's fire in nature's night. He shall lay upon the earth truth's greater law. Man too shall turn towards the Spirit's call. Awake to his hidden possibility, awake to all that slept within his heart, and all that nature meant when earth was formed, and the Spirit made this ignorant world his home. He shall aspire to truth and God and bliss. Interpreter of a diviner law, and instrument of a supreme design, the higher kind shall lean to lift up man. Man shall desire to climb to his own heights. The truth above shall wake a nether truth, even the dumb earth become a sentient force. The Spirit stops, and nature's base shall draw near to the secret of their separate truth, and know each other as one deity. The Spirit shall look out through matter's gaze, and matter shall reveal the Spirit's face. Then man and Superman shall be at one, and all the earth become a single life. Even the multitude shall hear the voice and turn to commune with the spirit within and strive to obey the high spiritual law. This earth shall stir with impulses sublime. Humanity awake to deeper self, nature, the hidden Godhead recognize. Even the many shall some answer make and bear the splendor of the Divine's rush and His impetuous knock at unseen doors. A heavenlier passion shall upheave men's lives. Their mind shall share in the ineffable gleam. Their heart shall feel the ecstasy and the fire. Earth's bodies shall be conscious of a soul. Mortality's bond slaves shall unloose their bonds. Mere men into spiritual beings grow and see awake the dumb divinity. Intuitive beams shall touch the nature's peaks. A revelation stir the nature's depths. The truth shall be the leader of their lives. Truth shall dictate their thought and speech and act. They shall feel themselves lifted nearer to the sky, as if a little lower than the gods. For knowledge shall pour down in radiant streams, and even darkened mind quiver with new life and kindle and burn with the ideal's fire and turn to escape from mortal ignorance. The frontiers of the ignorant shall recede. More and more souls shall enter into light. Minds lit, inspired. The occult summoner hear, and lives blaze with a sudden inner flame, and hearts grow enamored of divine delight, and human wills tune to the divine will. These separate selves, the spirit's oneness feel, these senses of heavenly sense grow capable, the flesh and nerves of a strange ethereal joy, and mortal bodies of immortality. A divine force shall flow through tissue and cell and take the charge of breath and speech and act, and all the thoughts shall be a glow of suns and every feeling a celestial thrill. Often a lustrous inner dawn shall come, lighting the chambers of the slumbering mind. A sudden bliss shall run through every limb, and nature with a mightier presence fill. Thus shall the earth open to divinity, and common natures feel the wide uplift, illumine common acts with the spirit's ray and meet the deity in common things. Nature shall live to manifest secret God. The spirit shall take up the human play. This earthly life become the life divine. The measure of that subtle music ceased. down with a hurried, swimming, floating lapse through unseen worlds and bottomless spaces forced, sank like a star the soul of Savitri. Amidst a laughter of unearthly lyres, she heard around her nameless voices cry, triumphing an innumerable sound. A choir of rushing winds to meet her came. She bore the burden of infinity and felt the stir of all ethereal space. Pursuing her in her fall, implacably sweet, a face was over her which seemed a youth's, symbol of all the beauty eyes see not, crowned as with peacock plumes of gorgeous hue, framing a sapphire whose heart-disturbing smile insatiably attracted to delight, voluptuous to the embraces of her soul. Changed in its shape, yet rapturously the same, it grew a woman's, dark and beautiful, like a mooned night with drifting star-gemmed clouds, a shadowy glory and a stormy depth, turbulent in will and terrible in love. Eyes in which nature's blind ecstatic life sprang from some spirit's passionate content, missioned her to the whirling dance of earth. Amidst the headlong rapture of her fall, held like a bird in a child's satisfied hands, in an enamored grasp her spirit strove, admitting no release till time should end. And as the fruit of the mysterious joy, she kept within her strong, embosoming soul, like a flower hidden in the heart of spring, the soul of Satyavan drawn down by her inextricably in that mighty lapse. Invisible heavens, in a thronging flight, soared past her as she fell. Then all the blind and near attraction of the earth compelled fearful rapidities of downward bliss. Lost in the giddy proneness of that speed, whirled, sinking, overcome, she disappeared like a leaf spinning from a tree of heaven, in broad unconsciousness as in a pool. A hospitable softness drew her in, into a wonder of miraculous depths. Above her closed a darkness of great wings, and she was buried in a mother's breast. Then from a timeless plane that watches time, a spirit gazed out upon destiny in its endless moment, saw the ages pass. All still was in a silence of the gods. The prophet moment covered limitless space and cast into the heart of hurrying time, a diamond light of the eternal's peace, a crimson seed of God's felicity. A glance from the gaze fell of undying love. A wonderful face looked out with deathless eyes. A hand was seen drawing the golden bars that guard the imperishable secrecies. A key turned in a mystic lock of time. But where the silence of the gods had passed, a greater harmony from the stillness born, surprised with joy and sweetness, yearning hearts and ecstasy and a laughter and a cry. A power leaned down, a happiness found its home. Over wide earth brooded the infinite bliss.